obviously we are disappointed with the goals. With any goal, it can be avoidable. You know what I mean? There's probably two or three mistakes in any goal, so we'll have a look at them when we go back in. But like I say, we are disappointed because if you look at the game, obviously you watch the game, and we were the better team for long spells. That and then once I get the second and got the 2-2, they just camped and just sat in, time wasting, started or slowing it down. So I think they're set up for a draw. And like I say, we huffed and puffed towards the end, and to be fair to them, they blocked everything, got the bodies on the line, and we couldn't quite find that winner.
Yeah, professional performance by them to do what they did in that second. Your goal coming from the free kick, you and Billy Clark were talking about it. Did he pull rank and say, right, I'll take it, the goalkeeper will save it, and you'll be like a good striker following up, gambling that he's going to spill it, and that's exactly what happened?
Yeah, well, something along them lines, yeah. No, I wanted it. Billy wanted it. I wanted it. He wanted it. And we kept on arguing. Well, not arguing. We just...
Probably favoured the left footer slightly,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, probably on his side.
The other side, it'd have been you.
He said, let me have it. I said, okay, mate. I'll go over it. I think because they were probably expecting me to hit it. So as it jumped, I just went round the wall, and keepers pulled off a great save, to be fair. And it just fell to me, and I just whacked it in. In the far corner, I was obviously over the moon.
Tell you what, if you ever get into a situation where you're sort of 3 or 4 nil up with a couple of minutes to go and you've got a free kick like that, do a mock argument as to who's going to take it, and then start playing, you know, paper, scissors, stones or something like that.
Anyway.
That would be absolutely brilliant, brilliant to watch. On a more serious note, 14th draw of the season, that's a big frustration, isn't it? Because most of those draws, you know, you've not looked back at them and thought, phew, we've done well to get a draw out of that.
Yeah,
most of them, it's been a case of, how disappointing is that? That's another 2 points dropped.
I've just said that previous interview there, the 10 draws at home, probably 9 of them, we've been the better team. And we know people are going to make it difficult coming here. But we're at home and we've got to do enough to win games. And I say, I thought we'd done enough to win the game today. We conceded 2 poor goals, but overall play was good. Performance would be... We'd be more worried if we weren't playing well and we were scraping draws, you know what I mean? Then you questions start getting pointed at people. But we're playing well, confidence is high, and like I say, we stick together. Still a lot of football to go. We're in a great position in the league, and we just keep going.
A few new bodies at the club this week. I suspect you're particularly pleased to see someone like Charlie White come in from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, my boot boy's in.
in. Been giving him some stick this week.
Well, yeah, he drives in with me now, so...
All right, okay.
Well, he drives you in, or...
He doesn't buy me coffees, like. But, yeah, we drive together. Obviously, he's from up there, and it's not easy coming to a football club, you know. And someone like me, if I can help him settle in, then brilliant. But he's been a breath of fresh air since he came in. He's hungry, and he just wants to score goals. And you could see today his overall play was brilliant, and he'll have been relieved to get that first goal, especially at home. Big expectation on his shoulders, you know what I mean? He's coming replacing Hans, who... Scored a lot of goals for this football
scored
club.
Scored today as well.
Yeah,
and got two assists.
I've seen that, yeah. So, yeah, of course he'll be buzzing, and all the lads are buzzing for him because we want to see him do well and we want to see him score lots of goals for us.
Well, if you are driving in together, I don't know if you've seen the pictures on social media this week from Tuesday when he turned up here to sign. Can you teach him how to park so he doesn't need to get a taxi to the kerb?
Was he bad to park, yeah? He said to me he was letting... keeping plenty of space so motorbikes will go down the outside.
How have the other guys settled in, the other new boys?
Yeah, they're quiet, obviously young lads, you know, and it's not easy coming to a big club, you know what I mean? Like, I know they've come from academies, they've not played a lot of first team football, you know, but they've come here and they're hungry and they want to do well and they want to play, so they've been good in training, been good around the place. Like I say, for us as well, it gives us a boost because new players coming in, you want to show them that you're a good player, and it just gave everyone a lift last week, and training was really good, and like I say, we stick together and we keep going.
What's the mood in the dressing room? I mean, you say frustrated, but still, Stuart said the spirits are high, they all believe in what we're doing here.
Of course, spirits are high because we're playing good football, you know what I mean? We're playing well.
But it feels like a defeat in some
respects.
It does
feel like a defeat, yeah, because
Twitter's gone mad and everyone's going, oh, we're not good enough, blah, blah. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Fans are going to be frustrated because they want to see us win games.
Of course.
We want to win games, yeah. You know what I mean? So we're frustrated as well. So everyone going away today who's been to the game is probably a little bit frustrated because we've played so well and we haven't won. But we could. It'd be worse if we were going away and fans were going away thinking we played rubbish and we've not created and we're not playing well and we're playing good stuff. So... And we're happy with how it's going. Of course, we want to win more. turn them draws into wins and be in the top two. But we are where we are, and like I say, spirit's good, we stick together and we keep going right to the end.
Have we been working hard on set pieces in recent weeks? Because it just seems in the last couple of weeks we've started to look a threat. Obviously Billy's left and you're on the right corners now. Is it something you've put a lot of hard work
in?
Yeah,
we do work on them. Gaffer's obviously got different ideas. The one last week where Rory scored, that was something we worked on during the week. Just a little clip into Josh, he lays it off to Billy. Billy shoots, but he stood it up last week and I don't think it was offside. So yeah, we've done a lot of work on different set players, and like I say, if we can get the delivery right, we've got people like Rosa, Romain, people like that who can attack the ball. So just keep working hard like we do and keep going.
Looking forward to your trip to Bristol next week. Puts a little bit of pressure on, doesn't it? You know, you get back-to-back wins, it kind of eases the pressure a little bit. When you draw at home, you then feel you've got to win away.
Yeah, but it's games. As a football, that's what you want to do. You want to be involved in every game. You want to play the pressure games, you know what I mean? It's not pressure, you just go out and enjoy it and play with a smile on your face, and that's what we're doing. Like I say, we'd be worse standing here if we weren't playing well, but things are going well. But of course, we want to turn them draws into wins, but we can't wait for next week. We wish we had a Tuesday game where we could go straight away, but we'll wait till next week. We'll prepare properly and we'll go again.
Where did you listen to the game on Tuesday, or how did you follow Tuesday's game? Because you weren't involved, of course, at Oxford.
Yeah, I followed obviously on my phone. I went. My son was mascot for West Brom Middlesbrough game, so I went back there to watch them and kept on checking on my phone.
Must be horrible that when you can't be part of it.
Horrible, yeah. Obviously, didn't want to be involved. I didn't even know that two yellow cards was a suspension, so a bit disappointed that I missed it. But back in today and play well and.
The good thing was you didn't have to wait until 3 o'clock in the morning to get home to get to bed after that.
Yeah. 10 o'clock I was home, so
yeah.
Every time. When you look at the league table there now, you're still fifth. There's that little bit of a gap between seventh, only 4 points, but I know you're still looking upwards, aren't you? With Fleetwood away in the middle of next week, you know, beat them, you know, you would go above them, irrespective of what happens.
Still got everyone above us to play.
Well, exactly, yeah. Sheffield United away, Scunthorpe away, Bolton here the next home game, Fleetwood away, Southend are the only other team in the top six that you've played twice. Rochdale on the final day of the season, who were down in seventh at the moment. Is the top two still within realistic reach, bearing in mind that there's about a third of the season to go?
Yeah, still, that's what I just said, a lot of football to be played, and they've got to play each other as well, so they can't win every game as well. So still a lot of games. Obviously, like you say, we've got the top three to play, and if we can take points off them, then brilliant, close that gap. But just take every one game at a time. Obviously, we know Bristol next week and get 3 points there and start looking up again.